You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's hop into it when it comes to late night here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm always in a rather, you know, happy, festive mood. Why shouldn't I be? Hanging out here at Target Field, Twins won tonight, so we should all feel good. All right, you look at the division race and you look at the standings, and there the Twins are at the top, 8.5 games in front of the Cleveland Indians. And remember how everybody was talking about at the start of this year that it was all about the Indians in this division. It was the Indians and everybody else. And I said it from day one, even before the season started, that I love the thought process from Derek Falvey, in that they're not going to be concerned about everybody else in the division. Just be concerned about making this Twins team the best Twins team that they could be. That was the thought process at the start of the year, and now we see why they've been so good just thinking that way. Okay? But as we sit here and we talk about the Twins and enjoy the season and are happy at the success of the ball club and everything that Rocco's been doing, we often do talk about how do you improve the team. Because it's not as though the Twins are a team that has no flaws. Okay, I'm not going to sit up here and try to present that as a fact, because it's not a fact. Okay, the Twins have things that they have question marks like any other Major League Baseball team. Every team out there has some question marks. They're no different. And one of the big question marks I think a lot of fans have had, and even some media members have had, and I understand it and I get it because I've been there too, is the talk here in Minnesota has been about the bullpen. Now, Craig Kimbrell was the obvious name that many people were focused in on last month before he signed with the Chicago Cubs. And there definitely are some questions in regards to the bullpen, or if it's as good enough to solidify this team as being a contender. But it's not just something that the Twins are on an island with. Okay, that's what I want to bring up here to start the show. The Twins aren't the only team that is viewed as a contender that has had some bumps in the road, you know, on the road in regards to the bullpen. That's Major League Baseball this season. Bullpens aren't across the board as dominant as they have been. Now, I saw this earlier today from David Schoenfeld from ESPN. And in his column, he talked about this in his baseball notes. And he entitled it the Bullpen Blues in regards to this particular nugget. He talked about the Nationals team and about their bullpen and their ERA being at 6.29. The Orioles, I know that they're a bad ball club. Okay, so I understand the teams that I'm talking about right now. But the Orioles, 6.34. Not good. But it's not just bullpens on the far East Coast that are struggling. Relievers have a 4.50 ERA, while starters have a 4.44 ERA, which would be the first season since 1969, okay, that relievers have a worse ERA than starters. All right, let me repeat myself right there. Currently, right now, relievers have a 4.5 ERA, while starters have a 4.4 ERA, which would be the first season since 1969 that relievers have a worse ERA than starters. Now, he notes that one theory is that managers demand more from relievers and less from starters, which that would make some sense, right? Bullpens are getting stretched too thin. For most of the 2000s, the spread between starters' ERAs and relievers hovered between 0.25 runs all the way up to 0.52 in 2012. That season, starters had a 4.19 ERA, while relievers were at 3.67. So I bring all of this up because I pay attention to a lot of what the national writers and those individuals that dig into the numbers. And David Schoenfeld does really good work for ESPN. I'm a fan of his, a fan of Jeff Passan's, you know, John Morosi and Fox. I mean, all those guys, right? But it just, it's not just us. And I want Twins fans to understand that. There are other teams out there that are having issues with their bullpen. Now, do I think that the Twins will look to maybe, you know, try to do something to improve their situation? Yes. I think that Fabian Levine, I think they're going to try to improve everything across the board with this team, within reason, okay? Whether it's a bullpen arm, and we'll see what to make of the minor league deal with Cody Allen. If they need to add another starter, I think that right now the organization is going to do whatever they feel like they have to do to have this team become a championship team, okay? I truly do believe that that's going to occur. But it's not just the Twins are a team that, okay, man, we got to fill down the dumps because we got questions about what's going to happen with this guy or that guy, and, you know, we need this piece. We're not the only team in Major League Baseball that maybe needs a piece or two. All right? So we need to understand that. And it's not as though every team that wins a pennant or wins a World Series is a flawless team. There are many teams that have had questions going into the postseason and went on really good runs. So I just wanted to note that, just because I feel like a lot of times we get worried and we get overly stressed, right? As a sports fan, don't get overly stressed about your situation. You know, think about what we're watching right now and what we're a part of right now and the winning that we're watching. Life is good. It doesn't mean that life is perfect. It doesn't mean that things can't change in the blink of an eye. Of course you want to see your team improve and try to, you know, separate themselves from the rest of the field and improve everything about your current situation to make you a championship contending team. Right now, I believe that the Twins are already that. I think they're already a team that people view as a contender. I don't think that the Twins are a pretender. But could they look to maybe add another piece or two? Yeah. They're not the only organization out there in Major League Baseball that has a similar situation. All right, coming up next, we'll get to headlines with DJ David Josephson. We'll get to that next here on Late Night. All right, welcome back to Late Night here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I was thinking we're about to get back to Final Pitch. No, Final Pitch is back tomorrow night. All right, we'll get back to what the Twins did tonight, and that was win 9-4 with the Rays. We'll get back to that at the top of the hour, but it's time for today's headlines with DJ.
Yeah, well, in local news, you may have heard this today, but there was new developments in a 4-year-old cold case of murder here in Minneapolis. It has to do with the death of Susan Spiller, who was found dead in her Northside home in July of 2015. And there was an arrest today of an 18-year-old who was 14 at the time of this murder. Apparently, they found fingerprints and were able to relate them to another case that this individual was implicated in. They're not releasing the name yet, and there are charges that are expected to be filed tomorrow. And also, you know, part of the reason this news is that Susan was a local artist and activist in Minneapolis.
Yeah, so this is great news to hear this. And I say that because you always want to see cases solved, right? You always want to see that done. But specifically, you know, when you think about her family members and her loved ones and her friends and the community that she supported, you want some closure. You want to know, you know, what and why things transpired and why things happened. And you want justice. You want whoever, you know, took her life. You want them to be held accountable. So this is great news. This is great news. And this is a good, it's a sad story, but a good storyline to see that somebody, that they have a suspect and somebody's been charged.
In national news, Robert Mueller will testify before Congress on July 17th. This is news that just broke in the last few hours here, after Democrats issued a subpoena for his appearance, the move that paves the way for a reluctant special counsel to answer questions publicly for the first time in about 22 months of the investigation into President Donald Trump.
Yeah, this is this is something that should happen. It's something that I think many people across the board, we've said that this should take place. There's no question about that. But at the same time, I'm not going to be overly positive or optimistic. I shouldn't say positive, but optimistic about Mueller and the testimony on July the 17th, only just because I don't feel like he's going to say much. I honestly don't. Because when he went up there weeks ago and he stood in front of everybody and did the press conference, didn't answer any questions, he said that his report spoke for him, right? Mm-hmm. That his I think the quote was, "My report is my testimony." So that's essentially what he's gonna say to them is things about the report. Now, how are they gonna be able to draw out any specifics? We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it just seems like another chapter in a story that, you know, we all want to know the answers to, but it just seems like we never get any real answers. But
yep, yep.
In business news, The Office is leaving Netflix. And, like, I know you're not a huge Netflix consumer, but look, The Office is king on Netflix. Apparently, The Office was streamed for about 52 billion with a B minutes. 52 billion minutes in 2018. It's one of the most popular shows, probably the most popular on Netflix. And it was announced that The Office will be leaving Netflix. NBC will be taking back the rights to the popular sitcom in 2021.
It's amazing to me, though, how, you know, they talk about getting people away from cable and getting them to streaming this and streaming this, whether it's Hulu and Netflix. Mm-hmm. What they're trying to do is they're trying to have us sign up for like 7 or 8 different things. And I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. You're not hoodwinking me. No. The jig is up. I'm not signing up for like 4 or 5 different things. And then I essentially have a massive bill. No.
Yeah. No. Well, but if you choose not to do streaming and do regular cable, you end up with the same deal because you got to get this package and that package and
all in one place, though.
Yeah. Well, all in one place, but it's still the bill still racks up.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
And finally, in entertainment news, today marks 10 years since the passing of Michael Jackson, and a lot of tributes to him, both online, on social media, people reaching out, and different events going on today. And one thing we've done here at WCCO is we've made available the audio from that day. Michelle Tafoya was on air with Jeff McKinney that day, and they broke that news to listeners here in the Twin Cities. So you can find that on our website, WCCORadio.com. But 10 years since the death of Michael Jackson.
I used to be a massive Michael Jackson fan many, many years ago. But since his passing, it ain't the same, man. And it's not because he died, but it's because of all the other stuff that you hear about him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that whole trial and all that stuff, that's when I really started to take a step back and I'm like, well, something's not right here.
Yeah.
So I have a different perspective on him nowadays. I don't have a different perspective on the Twins. They won tonight. We get back to Twins defeating the Rays 9-4. We get back to that coming up next here on Late Night on News Talk 830 WCCO.